Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A couple things I've stumbled on to in regards to the NFL draft that I've really had a tough time kind of coming to grips with the idea that the best plan for the Falcons is to take Dallas Turner at number 8. And it's come to me from a variety of angles. Okay. First one being Dallas Turner, apparently, if the Falcons take him at 8, is going to be the first defensive player off the board.
Right.
Kind of bothers me that no one else wants the first defensive player off the board.
Well,
I know there are other needs. Deep classes.
This is how I view and you hear it every day with me, so you know how I view it.
Yeah.
Is this. All those guys, in my opinion, outside of maybe somebody trades up for J.J. McCarthy, are better at their position than him.
Right.
I look at it from the standpoint of when you look at these pass rushes, I don't know if they're elite.
Yeah.
But because you don't want – the thing with when you're drafted is and you look at it like this, Abe, is he the best of this class? And then where would he be in other classes?
Right.
And so that's how you got to view it sometimes.
And also you try and gauge how much different is he compared to the guys that maybe would fall behind him. You know, I wrote down this list of a decade's worth of – we're not going to go through the whole list, Randy. I don't even know why I did all the research for it.
It was a good,
It's a good list, but at no point was it like going to be a good segment to just break down the list. But it's just – for me, there's as many hits as there are misses in terms of the first pass rusher off the board.
This is all positions though, right? But you got the – obviously
this is pass rushers.
Yes, but I'm saying that you know it happens in all positions.
Yes.
Yes. All right, go ahead.
But for every Nick Bosa, for every Myles Garrett, there's a Deion Jordan. Mm-hmm. Feel what you want about, you know, Chase Young, whether or not you feel he was a bust. Just because they're still in the league doesn't mean they weren't busts. I mean, that guy was not what he was drafted to be, at least in my opinion. I know injuries play its own role. But, you know, the other aspect of this, Randy, is just generically, what do we have in the draft ahead of the Atlanta Falcons? We've got, and I'm not talking about teams. You've got a couple of options here, right? Three quarterbacks.
Probably.
Three receivers.
Yeah.
And Joe Alt.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean? That means that fourth quarterback, probably J.J. McCarthy, mm-hmm. is sitting there at 8.
Yes.
And so you're going to have the opportunity
to trade it.
Exactly.
Yep.
But let's say someone trades up and it's four quarterbacks.
But I think that's the thing about it, Abe, what you're saying right now. I think Minnesota is ready to make that move.
That's right.
Because of the fact they got the two ones. And if you're lucky enough, you might be able to get the one next year. You know, and I'm talking about.
I'll take just 11 and 23 and be happy.
And we're going to talk about that in the NFL. I'm sorry, in the 12:20 hour is. I mean, in the hour at 12:20 is because of the fact is that New England. I don't know. I remember I said this.
I'm not buying
February.
Any of this nonsense. I'm not taking a quarterback.
I don't know. I don't know why they would do that because they have so many holes.
But even if they don't take the quarterback, there's still a quarterback out of that spot that's being taken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can move.
And
up
so it's still three QBs. But here's the other thing. What if there's four QBs?
And that's the thing about it, because the thing with it is we know this. Whoever, if there's two so-called can't-miss quarterbacks, the third quarterback's going to be pushed up. If there's three, the fourth quarterback's going to be pushed up. And so when you look at where the Falcons are at 8, and if it's Dallas Turner, I think Dallas Turner's a good play. My only question with Dallas was you had Will Anderson Jr. playing opposite of you. All the protection and everything was slid to him. And you just came up 4 sacks? That's my only thing with him. But he was balling this year. He played well, all those different things. I've always wondered why the production wasn't there the previous year. But when he was called on to be the man this year, he was. He was. And so, I mean.
My concern, and I'm going too high and mighty, right? We're 8th overall. We're not the number 1 overall pick. I don't get the feeling that Dallas Turner is Myles Garrett and Nick Bosa.
I don't either.
And that's my biggest concern is that we're forcing ourselves, and I understand the need, we're forcing ourselves to take a pass rusher, but how much more value is it if we still get Dallas Turner or Jared Verse or whoever at 14 or 11 or whatever the number would be? And then here's the other aspect. We talk about, all right, maybe J.J. McCarthy falls to 8. What if someone jumps above 8 to take J.J. McCarthy? You've now got four quarterbacks off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Are three receivers off the board?
No.
Or just two?
I think probably
and
two.
Joe Alt, right? And Joe Alt, we're all locked in on the Titans taking Joe Alt unless they decide to trade for if the quarterback's in there. It's possible, too.
Yes.
But my point is that you're sitting there with either Adunze, Neighbors, and Harrison.
Uh-huh.
And I understand it's not a piece of need.
I would take one of them before I would take Dallas Turner.
To steal from something you've said, they are more elite at their position than what Dallas Turner is at his. And then here's the last bit of information for me. We are in win-now mode. I think it's okay to openly admit that. What's the better win-now move for the Atlanta Falcons if it's on the table? Adunze at 8 or Dallas Turner at 8?
Adunze. That's what I believe. I believe because he's an audit.
You're starting to see
because
why
I think that Adunze, I can put him in and like, this dude's going to go do his thing. I don't know if Dallas is
going to do that. We sat here for 2 years and I've had people tell me Drake London can't be the one. We've sat here for a month and I've had people tell me Darnell Mooney can't be the two. All right, so you want to settle both of those situations at 8, you take receiver.
Yeah.
If he's there.
If he's there, but that's what I'm saying, but that's not a need. And I understand
it's not.
I understand the fact is that how they drafted these last years, they went tight end, receiver, running back. I think Drake London is going to be a baller.
I like Drake
London. I like Drake London a lot.
It looks different than some of the other
but
ones.
But is he a – because the thing with a number one receiver in the NFL, you build – you know for a fact that you can put him anywhere and he's going to ball. We know Drake London can do some good things. But is he a legit?
It's not going to look like Tyreek Hill.
But nobody looks like Tyreek Hill.
But it still might be 10 to 12 catches a game and 140 yards.
And that's what you need right there.
Yeah.
Number one receivers are 1,500 plus yard receiving, damn near 10 plus touchdowns. That's what they are. That's what they do. That's what you do as a number one receiver in the NFL. You can put him anywhere. ZX, he has no position. He's a damn wide receiver. He's not a Z. He's not an X. He's a wide receiver, and you put him anywhere.
It's just as we get closer now, 13 days out, it's getting tougher and tougher for me to sit there and accept Dallas Turner at 8, and that's the plan. It's so far down the list from what I think is optimizing your position.
Yeah, but I mean, you need a pass rush. You need a pass rusher in the worst way.
And if you can still get that pass rusher by trading down.
What about them other guys they drafted, though?
Who?
Arnold McCady, who played well last year. Harrison, what about those guys?
I got some thoughts on Harrison. I think Harrison's due for a breakout.
What about those guys?
I do like Harrison, but, yeah, I'm not sold on McCady. That's all.